This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Valley residents gathered at the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library in Eau Claire on Wednesday, calling on the federal government to reverse the health care cuts in the budget passed earlier this year. A handful shared stories about how the expiration of the Affordable Care Act tax credits at the center of the ongoing federal government shutdown would affect them. Some said they weren't sure if they could keep their homes and pay a higher cost for their health care. Others worried that their friends and family members with disabilities could be forced into nursing homes or institutions without the Medicaid-funded programs they rely on. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge attended the town hall and highlighted the importance of residents speaking up and sharing their own personal struggles with the healthcare system.
I think when people make policy, especially at the federal level, they don't realize the consequences of their actions and their votes. Tonight we saw what that looks like.
Even before the new federal budget was passed, the Chippewa Valley was facing a healthcare crisis. Dr. Rita Simon, a former family physician who operated at St. Joseph's Hospital, said even before the HSHS closures, residents from more rural areas were traveling a long way to Chippewa Falls for labor and delivery services. The hospital's closure only exacerbated their healthcare situation.
I know, I'm a retired family physician. I was 15 years in Chippewa Falls in a small four-person family practice clinic and practiced at St. Joe's. I did a ton of OB, a lot of deliveries. And I had patients coming from Ladysmith, from Stanley, from all around the rural area to Chippewa Falls because we were the closest and the biggest and the best OB center.
Organizers from Citizen Action of Wisconsin frequently cited a RAND study that found Wisconsin hospitals charge the highest prices in the Midwest and the fifth highest prices in the country. They also called on residents to support state-level legislation aimed at addressing the cost of health care, like the Hospital Accountability Act they plan on introducing with State Senator Jeff Smith this year. The town of Washington has officially submitted its petition to incorporate into a village to the Wisconsin Department of Administration. The town has pursued incorporation for well over a year now, following efforts by the City of Eau Claire and City of Altoona to annex portions of the town for housing developments and utility expansion. In July, the town's petition was approved by a circuit court, and the Department of Administration, Incorporation, and Review Board will have 180 days to deny, approve, or recommend changes to that petition. Residents have expressed concerns over increased traffic and changes to the fabric of their neighborhoods with the introduction of higher-density housing. If the years-long incorporation process is successful, they'll have to pass a referendum vote to make it official. Some other western Wisconsin communities have also dealt with controversial annexations recently, including the city of Menominee, where residents pushed back against the annexation of land in the town of Red Cedar for a potential data center project earlier this year. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new online webpage to help track cases of flu-like illnesses. The new respiratory data webpage summarizes data on outpatient and urgent care visits where patients report with a fever of over 100 degrees as well as a cough or sore throat. The webpage features an interactive map where residents can track flu-like illness activity across various regions of the state over specific periods of time. Department of Health Services officials previously warned there's been a significant drop in the number of residents who have already received their flu shot this year. According to DHS data, about half as many Wisconsinites received their annual flu shot throughout the month of October this year compared to last year, which saw nearly 860,000 get their flu shot. DHS officials are still encouraging residents to get their flu shot as soon as possible. As winter weather continues to settle in across the state, residents spend more time indoors, and respiratory viruses start to become more common again. The city of Menominee is warning residents about a scam circulating the area featuring emails that appear to originate from the city. According to a press release, scammers have been attempting to contact residents from email addresses that are similar to the actual email addresses used by city employees to request payment for planning or zoning application fees. They're reminding residents that official city emails will always end with @menominee-wi.gov. If residents receive a fraudulent email from a different address, they should report it as soon as possible. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed Republican-backed legislation that would have required state employees to work in person most days. The bill would have required state employees to work in the office for at least 80% of their working hours in a given month. Republican lawmakers argued it was nearly impossible to measure the productivity of state employees working from home. Governor Evers has previously argued that the ability to recruit workers from across the state has made the government work faster and more effectively. A 24-hour helpline connecting Chippewa Valley residents with various services will shut down at the end of the year. Earlier this week, Amplify Health by Gunderson announced it would shut down the Great Rivers 211 call center as it evaluates the best use of its resources. The helpline serves residents from 21 counties across Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa, connecting them to things like mental health and addiction services, as well as housing and food programs. The helpline received thousands of calls from Chippewa Valley residents alone each year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to consider donating deer they harvest to the agency's deer donation program. According to a press release, the program has been stocking venison at food pantries across the state since it began in 2000. In that time, over 100,000 deer and 4 million pounds of ground venison have been used to help residents in need. Hunters interested in donating their deer must field dress it as they usually would, test it for chronic wasting disease, and contact a participating processor. For 105.7 WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. For the latest news, go to WCFW.fm.
Back to the future with Fickle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Luke Fickle will be back next year as the Wisconsin Badgers head football coach. That from athletic director Chris McIntosh, who said the focus will be more on funding the program, not firing Coach Fickle. The Badgers host the number 24-ranked Washington Huskies at Camp Randall Stadium kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Former Badgers coach Paul Christ said to be a candidate for the head football coach opening with the Oregon State Beavers. Basketball tonight, the Badgers in Northern Illinois in Madison. NBA, the Bucks and the Bulls in Milwaukee. NFL, we told you last spring it was the league that nudged the Packers into proposing a ban on the Philadelphia Eagles' famous tush-push play, not Matt LaFleur.
They did the annual.
Yes, I'm not going to get into it. The NFL made a decision, and we have to find a way to try to stop the play, and it's a tough play to stop.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop to around 28 for a low. Tomorrow, a little light snow is possible with a high in the mid 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm.